Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into a comprehensive stock analysis of SanDisk Corporation, ticker SNDK, today. If you're into tech stocks or looking for explosive growth stories, you're in for a treat. SanDisk has been making waves, especially in the flash memory and storage space, and with the recent AI-driven demand, their stock has been on an absolute tear. So grab a coffee, settle in, and let's unpack everything from financials to future potential. Don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe if you're new here. We're all about deep dives into investment opportunities. All right, let's set the stage. SanDisk isn't just any tech company. They're a heavyweight in the data storage industry, focusing on NAND flash technology. If you've ever used a USB drive, an SD card, or even high-end SSDs in data centers, chances are you've interacted with their products. Recently, their stock has skyrocketed. Think 1,500% gains in a single year. Yeah, you heard that right. Today, we're going to figure out if this rally has legs or if it's time to take profits. Stick with me as we break down their business, financials, and where they might be headed next. Let's start with who SanDisk is. Founded in 1988 and headquartered in Milpitas, California, SanDisk Corporation specializes in developing, manufacturing, and providing storage solutions built on NAND flash technology. Their product lineup is diverse. Think embedded storage for mobile devices, removable cards like SD and microSD, USB drives, and high-performance SSDs for enterprise and cloud applications. With about 12,000 employees and led by CEO David V. Goeckeler, they're a key player in the hardware, equipment, and parts industry within the broader technology sector. What's caught everyone's eye lately is their pivot to capitalize on AI infrastructure needs. Data centers are hungry for storage, and SanDisk is feeding that demand. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's a lot to analyze before we decide if this is a buy or a bubble. Now let's talk revenue. SanDisk reported a whopping $7.355 billion in revenue for fiscal year 2025, which is an increase from $6.663 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by product segments, their client devices category led the pack with $4.127 billion, over half their total revenue. Consumer products contributed $2.268 billion, and cloud solutions, which are tied to that AI boom, brought in $960 million. Geographically, China is their biggest market at $2.4 billion, followed by the United States at $1.447 billion, and Hong Kong at $1.301 billion. EMEA and the rest of Asia also chip in significantly. What's clear here is that SanDisk has a global footprint, and their exposure to high-growth regions like China positions them well for continued expansion. But here's the question. Are these numbers sustainable, or are they riding a temporary AI hype wave? Let's keep digging. Moving on to earnings, SanDisk's recent Q2 report for 2026 has been nothing short of a blockbuster. They posted record revenue of $33.3 billion and earnings that crushed expectations, leading to a 24% stock surge in a single day. Analysts are buzzing with bullish commentary, with price target increases across the board. The key driver? Insatiable demand for NAND and SSD products tied to AI infrastructure and data centers. This isn't just a one-off. Their forward guidance is equally eye-popping, suggesting this momentum could carry into the rest of 2026. However, I've got to temper the excitement. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, especially in a cyclical industry like tech hardware. Let's see what the full financial picture tells us. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the detailed earnings call transcript for SanDisk's latest quarter to share specific management commentary. However, based on news summaries, it's clear that leadership is optimistic about their positioning in the AI and edge computing space. They've highlighted strong demand for high-margin products and expect sustained growth as decentralized inference and data center needs expand. Analysts from Cantor Fitzgerald and others have echoed this, pointing to a massive underrated earnings beat as a reason to buy, even after the recent rally. I wish I had the full transcript to dig into specifics, but the consensus is clear. Management sees a bright road ahead. Let's dive into the financial statements for a closer look at SanDisk's health. On the income statement side, 2025 saw revenue of $7.355 billion, but here's the red flag. Net income was a loss of $1.641 billion, translating to an EPS of negative 11.32. Compare that to 2022 and 2021, where they posted net income of $1.064 billion and an EPS of 7.39 cents. Gross profit margins are decent at 34.8%, but a net profit margin of negative 11.66% shows they're bleeding money on the bottom line. Moving to the balance sheet, total assets stand at $12.985 billion for 2025, with cash and equivalents at $1.481 billion, a healthy buffer. Total liabilities are $3.769 billion, giving them a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of 0.59. Current ratio is solid at 3.11, indicating good short-term liquidity. Finally, cash flow statements show operating cash flow of $84 million in 2025, a sharp drop from $1.151 billion in 2022, and free cash flow is negative $120 million. Yikes. These numbers suggest that while revenue growth is strong, profitability and cash generation are major concerns. Are they investing heavily for growth, or is something structurally wrong? That's what we need to figure out. Now let's talk valuation. SanDisk's current stock price is $576.25, with a market cap of about $84.45 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is negative at 9:81.37 due to those net losses. So let's look at forward PE ratios for a better picture. For 2026, the forward PE is 25.33, dropping to 12.82 for 2027 and 11.04 for 2028. That suggests the market expects significant earnings recovery in the coming years. Price-to-sales ratio is high at 9.46, reflecting the premium investors are paying for growth. Compared to the industry average PE of 50.72 for hardware, equipment, and parts, SanDisk looks cheaper on a forward basis, but that negative current profitability is a glaring issue. Enterprise value is $83.52 billion, and with a beta of 4.89, this stock is incredibly volatile, definitely not for the faint of heart. So, is it overvalued at these levels, or does the AI narrative justify the price? Let's see what other analyses tell us. Let's break down SanDisk's position with a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their robust revenue growth and positioning in the AI infrastructure boom are undeniable. They've transformed into a high-margin, pure-play NAND and SSD leader, with products critical to data centers and edge AI applications. Their global revenue diversification, especially in high-growth markets like China, is another plus. On the weaknesses front, those net losses are a big concern. Negative $1.641 billion in 2025 isn't sustainable long-term. Free cash flow is also negative, hinting at heavy reinvestment or operational inefficiencies. Opportunities are massive. AI-driven demand isn't slowing down, and their focus on cloud and client devices aligns perfectly with industry trends. However, threats loom large. The tech hardware space is cyclical, and competitors like Micron could erode market share. Plus, their high beta of 4.89 means macroeconomic shifts or interest rate hikes could tank the stock. So while the upside is tantalizing, there are real risks to weigh. Looking at recent performance, SanDisk's stock chart is a sight to behold, up 14.46% in the past week, 139.88% over the last month, and a jaw-dropping 1,500.69% over the past year. This is one of the hottest stocks of 2026. Since their spinoff, reports suggest gains of over 1,755%, potentially one of the best spinoffs ever. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 23.62% over the year, SanDisk is obliterating the competition. But here's the catch. Such parabolic moves often precede corrections. Short term, I'd watch for overbought signals like RSI above 70 or a break below key support levels around $500. If momentum continues, analysts see further upside, but I'm cautious about chasing at these levels without a pullback. Now let's estimate SanDisk's intrinsic value. I've run some numbers using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their revenue growth trajectory, expected earnings recovery, and industry multiples. I've assumed a conservative growth rate of 10% annually for the next 5 years, tapering to 3% thereafter, given the cyclical nature of tech hardware. Discount rate is set at 9%, reflecting their high beta and market risk. I've also considered their current negative free cash flow but projected improvements as AI-driven demand stabilizes margins. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for SanDisk comes out to around $450 per share, compared to the current price of $576.25. That suggests the stock is overvalued by about 28% based on fundamentals alone. However, this doesn't account for the speculative premium tied to AI hype or potential earnings beats in 2026 and beyond. If their forward PE projections hold and net income swings positive, the intrinsic value could jump closer to $600 or higher. For now, though, I'm leaning toward caution. Fundamentals don't fully support the current price. So what's the verdict on SanDisk? Look, there's no denying the incredible story here. 1,500% gains in a year, explosive revenue growth, and a front-row seat to the AI boom. But those net losses, negative cash flows, and sky-high valuation multiples give me pause. If you're a long-term investor, I'd wait for a pullback to around $450 or even $400 before jumping in. Let the hype cool off. If you're already in, consider taking some profits off the table while keeping a core position for potential upside. SanDisk has the makings of a winner, but timing is everything with a stock this volatile. What do you think? Are you buying the AI narrative, or do you see a bubble? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Until next time, invest smart and stay curious.